Chapter 13. Family Time. Ella. School was not the same without George, but we did our best. Even Myrna was trying hard to feel better. She started to leave her room again and to go out to play with her friends. At the church picnic, she took a big plate of beets and went to sit alone by the creek. "Don't follow her," Granny told us. We all knew that Myrna was still sad about George. I was sad about George, but I was not sad about Mama anymore. After I left Boston, Mama started to send me letters and gifts in the mail. At first, I did not want to read her letters. I was angry. But after some weeks, I felt better. I do not know why, but I think my mama is sad too. Maybe soon she will be happy again. One day, I went to the post office, and there was a gift from my mama. It was a new record. She also sent me a letter. "Dear Ella, this is my new song. I made it in New York. I hope you like it. I miss you so much. Mama." The song was called "How High the Moon." Henry also got a letter at the post office. It was from his daddy. Henry opened the letter right in front of me. "He's coming home," said Henry. "My daddy is coming home in a month." "That's wonderful news," I said. I was so happy for Henry. "Yes," said Henry with a big smile. "Let's go home and listen to your mama's new song." We ran the rest of the way home. I knew Mr. Parker was not my daddy, but I was scared to see him again. I was afraid that he did not like me anymore. I knew that I had to speak to him again one day, so I went with Henry and Myrna to the store. While Henry and Myrna got some ice cream, I went to talk to Mr. Parker. I had a gift for him. "Hello, Ella," said Mr. Parker. "How are you?" I was still a little scared, so I just said, "Here you are." I handed him Mama's new record. It was a really good record. Henry and I danced to it for hours at home. It was the song that Mama sang in the club in Boston on New Year's Eve. Mr. Parker took the record and smiled. "Is this from your mama?" "Yes," I said. "It's her new record. She made it in New York. Do you want to listen to it?" "Yes," said Mr. Parker. "Thank you." Speaking to Mr. Parker made me feel happy. I was glad that I brought him the record to listen to. I think that he was happy too. Mama came to visit me for Christmas. She brought Helen with her too. For the first time in years, our house was filled with family for Christmas. Myrna and I gave Mama and Helen our beds, and we slept on the floor. Henry's mama, Aunt Rhoda, slept on the sofa. But she came into our room at night so we could have a girls-only party. Mama and Helen did my and Myrna's hair, so we looked like dolls. We painted our fingernails red and pink. I think Henry was jealous because he kept coming to see what we were doing. So we pulled Henry into the room and painted his toenails red, too. It was fun. A few days before Christmas, me, Henry, Poppy, and Henry's daddy, Uncle Teddy, went to the woods for a Christmas tree. Henry cut the tree down. I was a little jealous. But then Poppy said I could cut down the tree next year. So I was happy. When we got home, everyone helped to decorate the tree. We made stars for the top of the tree, and Granny gave us her special glass decorations to put on it. When we finished the tree, we put our presents under it. I made Poppy a scarf. I also made dolls for Mama, Helen, and Aunt Rhoda. Myrna helped me to make my gift for Uncle Teddy. I made him a pencil box. I was very proud of all my gifts. After we finished putting the presents under the tree, we all started dancing. We did not have much room to move, but we still had fun. Even Myrna danced and laughed. Sometimes she got a sad look in her eye, and I knew that she was thinking about George. But I did not see that look in her eye that night. She seemed really happy. "Dinner time," said Granny. We all stopped dancing and ran into the kitchen. Everyone sat down round the table and started to eat the dinner. Granny cooked all our favorite foods. The plates on the table were filled with meat, biscuits, potatoes, and soup. "Come on, Ella," said Henry. He pointed to the empty chair next to him. I sat down next to Henry and smiled. Granny was right. It did not matter who my daddy was. I had a wonderful family who I loved. And that was all that mattered. Penguin Readers, How High the Moon, Karen Parsons, Level 4, retold by Saffron Alexander, illustrated by Aliana Harris, series editor Sorrel Pitts, read by Rachel Handshaw, copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2021.